Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come.
My contact information has changed. My email address is rosyh615@gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
That nobody be able to hear me unless they have a good mic. Amen. But this is one of my good songs. This is one of those Lee Williams, Trouble in My Way. I have to cry sometimes. How many of y'all have had some trouble?
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Many of y'all know that Jesus will fix it. Whatever your problem is, whatever your trouble is, he'll fix it. May not fix it when you want it, but the song say he'll fix it after a while.
To cry sometime, so much trouble, I have to cry sometime. I laid awake at night, but that's all right. I know Jesus after a while. Trouble in my way, I have to moan sometime. So much trouble, I have to moan sometime. I lay awake at night, but that's all right. I know Jesus after a while. Trouble in my way, I have to cry sometime. So much trouble, I have to cry sometime. I lay awake at night, but that's all right. I know Jesus after a while. Let me say that. Trouble in my way, I have to moan sometime. So much trouble, I have to moan sometime. I lay awake at night.
Hold it right there.
I lay awake at night. Sometimes I can't sleep. I lay awake at night. I don't care what type of sedative I've taken. I lay awake at night. I lay awake at night. Sometimes there's a reason why we lay awake at night. It might be that son who has gotten himself in some trouble. It might be that daughter who has gotten herself in some trouble. So we lay awake at night, can't get no sleep. We lay awake at night. We lay awake at night. Lay awake at night. Lay awake at night. Can't get no sleep. Can't get no rest. Lay awake at night. But that's all fine. Cry sometime. Have you ever cried? Trouble in my way. I have to cry sometime. I lay awake at night. But that's all right. I know Jesus. I know Jesus. I know Jesus. Amen. It's amazing. I'm going to try to use this podium mic until I pick this one up. I don't know how much.
President can't fix it. The vice president can't fix it. Mama can't fix it. Daddy can't fix it. Auntie can't fix it. Auntie can't fix it. Our uncle can't fix it. Sometime the preacher can't fix it. But I know Jesus. I know Jesus. I know Jesus. After a while. Amen. Almost in line. Praise God. With what I want to talk about a little bit, amen. If you have your Bible, I'm going to go to the Old Testament, the book of Isaiah. She gave me one right here. Yeah, right. I want to make sure that I hear some echo. I don't think it's on here. Grab that. All right. Here. It's not on. It's not on. Here you go. Praise God.
Thank you, sir.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 50. 49, excuse me, I'm sorry, 49. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Go back. Read Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, and then go start at verse 47, 48, and read on through 49 and 50. Praise God, because Isaiah here tells us something. Isaiah chapter 49, beginning at verse 13. I'm going to read from the King James rendition. Listen at what this prophet writes. He says, "Sing, O heavens, And be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing, O mountains, for the Lord has comforted his people and will have mercy upon his afflicted. But Zion says, the Lord has forsaken me, and my Lord has forgotten me. Turn to your neighbor. Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
You're not forsaken.
You're not forsaken.
And you definitely will not be forgotten. He goes on to ask a question. He says, can a woman forget her sucking child that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hand. Thy walls are continually before me. Thy children shall make haste, thy destroyers, and they that made thee waste shall go forth of thee. Lift up thine eyes round about and behold, all these gather themselves together and come to thee. As I live, saith the Lord, thou shalt surely close thee with them all, and with an anointment, and bind them, and with an ornament, and bind them on thee, as does a bride, as a bride does. You may have a seat. I want to talk this morning about never forsaken. I'm pulling this from that verse 14. Never forsaken or forgotten. Never forsaken or forgotten. I asked earlier to see the hands of everybody who was a registered voter. I asked that this morning. I couldn't see the choir behind me, but let me ask now that I have no choir behind me. Let me see the hands of every born-again believer in Christ Jesus. Praise God, that's in the house. Thank you, thank you. Then this message for you is that you will never be forsaken, nor will you ever be forgotten.
My God, thank you, Lord.
Praise God, by your God.
Thank you, Lord.
You see, at the time of our text, I need not tell you, praise God, Israel had been severely punished by the Lord for her sins and for her idolatry. Yeah, her cities have been ramshack, and her sons and daughters have been carried off into captivity in Babylon. And this chapter, praise God, God promises to restore them. He made a promise to restore them, and he said, now what I want you to do, I want you to shout for joy.
Yeah, Lord.
Praise God, because you have something to shout about.
Yeah, Lord. Yes, sir.
Praise God. But there was some that were still in Zion who felt that God had forsaken them and that God had forgotten about them.
Yeah.
You see, they were looking at it, praise God, just on the periphery. What they saw that their nation had been destroyed, their capital lay waste and in ruin, and their precious temple had been utterly destroyed.
My God.
So they looked at it from the periphery and said that God has forgotten about us.
Yeah.
He has in fact forsaken us.
My God.
And let me tell you,